WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million notifications, emails, and social media updates? Like your brain is on permanent high alert, just trying to keep up with the digital whirlwind? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where being connected is basically a full-time job, and finding that elusive inner peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in a crowded marketplace. But guess what? It's totally possible. This episode, we're diving headfirst into the awesome power of digital minimalism to help us reclaim our sanity and find that calm oasis within ourselves, even amidst all the digital chaos. Ready to unlock your inner Zen master? Let's do this. First things first. What does it even mean to detox your mind in a world obsessed with staying plugged in? Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a marathon without proper training and rest, right? So why treat your brain any differently? Digital minimalism is all about intentionally choosing which digital experiences bring value to our lives and letting go of the ones that drain us. It's not about becoming a Luddite and ditching technology altogether. It's about being mindful, intentional, and setting healthy boundaries with our devices. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you find that inner peace. 1. Embrace the power of no. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something, and you just want to say, heck no. Well, it's time to channel your inner ninja and master the art of saying no to unnecessary commitments, extra emails, or even those social media rabbit holes that suck you in for hours. Remember, your time is precious, and saying no allows you to prioritize what truly matters. 2. Schedule digital detox breaks. Ever noticed how a short break from your phone can instantly refresh your mind? That's because our brains need downtime to recharge. Schedule regular digital detox breaks throughout the day. Step away from the screens, go for a walk in nature, listen to some calming music, or simply practice deep breathing exercises. Trust me, even 10 minutes of unplugged time can make a world of difference. 3. Curate your digital feeds. Think about it, you wouldn't invite every stranger into your home, right? So why let just anyone clutter up your online space? Start by unfollowing accounts that don't inspire, motivate, or add value to your life. Replace them with content that nourishes your soul, expands your horizons, and leaves you feeling good. 4. Embrace the power of presence. In today's world, we often find ourselves multitasking between checking emails, scrolling through social media, and trying to hold a conversation, all at the same time. But true connection comes from being fully present in the moment. When you're with loved ones, put your phone away and give them your undivided attention. When you're engaged in an activity, savor each step and be mindful of your surroundings. 5. Practice gratitude. Remember the good old-fashioned feeling of contentment when things are going well? Cultivate a daily gratitude practice by focusing on the positive aspects of your life, big or small. It could be as simple as appreciating a delicious meal, a sunny day, or a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can instantly boost your mood and bring a sense of peace and contentment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting in a bustling coffee shop, but instead of scrolling through your phone, you're lost in a captivating book. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee fills the air, and you genuinely savor each sip. You notice the lively conversation at the next table, the sunlight streaming through the window, and the gentle hum of the city outside. You feel present, relaxed, and truly connected to your surroundings. That's the power of digital minimalism. It's not about deprivation. It's about choosing experiences that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Remember, finding inner peace is a journey, not a destination. But by incorporating these practices into your daily life, you can create more space for calm, clarity, and contentment in this crazy digital world. Ready to take charge of your digital life and find your inner Zen? Start small. Choose 1 or 2 takeaways from today's episode that resonate with you and commit to implementing them this week. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of mindful digital citizens together. Stay tuned for more insights and inspiration on digital minimalism, because your inner peace is worth it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.